Hi again. I'm from Iran, and I'm going to share my story with you today. But before starting sharing my story with you, it's good you know a little bit about my country. My country is very lovely, very nice country. My government is horrible. And this is exactly the same as other countries in the Middle East. All of them same. I show just because I didn't want to hurt you, I show you a short video, but very, very good one to you today. This is happen every day in my country. If you read news, you can see a lot of things about my country or Middle East country. And this is main reason everyone left my country and seek for a safe country. And it's not easy. It's very, very hard. I left my country 22 years ago. I left my wife and my two kids behind me for a safe country. When I think about now, it scares me. Still, I scared of remember that. And this has happened to all refugees. They left behind everything, family, money, job, home, everything, for finding a safe place. When they are coming here, and the journey is not easy. And your daughter read some journey, but it was very love journey. It's not like that. A lot of people lost their love in this journey. And when they come here, find a safe country, they cannot speak English. They cannot make a communicate. They don't know what they should do. They don't know what's happening in the future. They get depression. They are thinking about their family in their country. And really, they need someone, some people help them. They don't have money, but they are not poor. They don't have home, but they are not homeless. They are rich in their heart. They are here and they need help for a stand up and start a new life. And I think church and Christian people have a good option for this reason to help them and show them the love of Jesus. When I was here, I was hopeless. I didn't know what should I do. I know no one. I knew no one. And when I walked in the street, I thought I'm not belong to here. No one look at me. No one talk to me. But church is very, very good place because a church can buy soul of people. One church find me, one person from one church find me in some place, and that church bought my soul. And this is what you should do today. After that moment, I found a new family. I found some place I could trust them. I could talk to them. They need help. They don't know how go to Jiffy. They don't know how apply for something. They don't know their love what's going on in their life. They live in one hotel, in one room. And there is a hotel here in the Nottingham, and a lot of refugees at the moment living there. And I know one family there, they are coming to our church. And they married and they had three kids. They live in two rooms, just two rooms. And you heard, every day they should eat exactly same food. And that food is not suitable for them, because they are from other culture, different food, different method, different system. And that guy told me, our kids get sick because they cannot eat anything, and we don't have money for buy some food from other place. Just we bought a slow cooker for them. That's it. A slow cooker changed their life in that hotel. And they need love. They need, we show them love. When we show them love, they know Jesus as well. We read here, Jesus is hope of a nation. Jesus is light of darkness. How they should know Jesus is hope of the nation when no one goes and visit them and show them love of Jesus? I'm not telling you go and make them Christian. This is not our job. But we should go and show them our love and show them we are beside them. There is someone care about them. And there is some people and stand beside them and for starting a new life. As a church, we can do anything. Doesn't matter we are small or big. We are church. We are power of Jesus. This is very important. We are power of Jesus. We can do anything in the name of Jesus. In that last 22 years, I can exactly say more than 500 refugees became to Christianity. Because just we show them love of Jesus. That's it. And this is not just that, because they are going and tell to their family as well. When I became a Christian, I told to my wife became Christian as well. I told to my sister, my brother, my family. They became to Christian as well, because they didn't know who is Jesus. But at the moment, they know who is the Jesus. God blessed us. God bless the church. Not for this reason we keep that bless for ourselves. We are of channel of the bless. We are channel of the bless for this world. We show them our bless to them as well. And I don't want to talk too much. I have a nice video for you here, and this is not very far. This is around 20 days before, I think so. And you can see what's happened. One of that guys is Afghan. No one believe one Afghan guy can come a believer. This is not true. They become a believer when they know who is the Jesus. And this is our responsibility here. Helping them, showing them love. Thanks a lot. Just watching the videos, last one.
Hello everyone. My name is Arman. I have been following Jesus.
Yes, this is what's happened. When I joined that church about 5 years ago, they didn't have a refugee group in their church. After 1 month, I talked to them, and I said, there is a lot of refugees, and they need help. We are not here going to make them Christian. We are here to go and help them and show them the love. And they said, it's okay. You can do that. And now every 2 months, more than 8-10 guys get baptized in our church. God bless them too much. And I'm sure, when you're working for helping refugee, God bless one by one of you. Bless your church very well, very well. Thanks, Lord. Never forget your step. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dawood. You have challenged us and touched our hearts. I don't know. Would you be willing to answer some questions? I wonder if anybody has questions that they would like to ask you.
No, my wife is here. They came here after 2 years. I didn't see my family, my wife and my kids for 2 years. And they are here at the moment. But I couldn't back to my country because my government is a religious government. And they are killing Christianity. And there is a lot of underground church in my country. But it's very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. I didn't back to my country about 22 years. I didn't see my family for 22 years. And it's very hard.
Anybody else got a question?
When you arrived in the UK, what was something that helped you to settle in, to belong, what was good?
First step, home office give us a room or a home, share home. Of course, it's not very well, it's not in the very good condition. Home office never give us money. Usually they pay lunch or some voucher or something like that. It cost about £30 per week. Really is not good enough. But just we can survive. Refugee can survive with that. But more important is it was a place near to my home, and it was for refugees. Something like we said before, and there is some place, for example, in city center, and it's safe for refugee. Refugee goes there, and you can go there and visit them, talk to them. They cannot speak English, but I'm sure if you speak slow, and learn talk slow, they can understand. And there is some device on Google as well. They can use that and talk to you. And they are very warm, and they will be very happy when you talk to them. And I went someplace like that. And one American guy was there and told me, Dawood comes to our church. I say, I don't come to the church. And he said, it's okay, but it could be good. But after that, I think, okay, I have a lot of time. I'm free. I'm going to that church. Doesn't matter. See what's going on. When I went to that church, I feel some things happened to that church. I feel Holy Spirit, and after somehow my life is changed, and exactly some things happened now. I don't know, we have time or no?
Yes.
Yes, 2 minutes or 3 minutes. One of that guys get baptized last time you saw in the video. I asked him why you become Christian. He told me, when I came here, I had a hard depression. I couldn't do my job myself. Two guys in that hotel, exactly in the city center, they came to our church. They helped me because they believe on Jesus and asked me, come to our church. We pray for you and you will be okay. And he said, I told, okay, I'm coming. Exactly same as me. And he came to our church and said, when singing song, I feel something moving around the people, something moving in my heart. And I said, Jesus, if you are real, if I feel you are real, just heal me. That heal me. Heal my depression. And he said, after that, I get okay. Now I'm okay. And I know Jesus is real because no one could heal me. And this is one story from 1,000 story, different story.
Thank you so much. Anything else?
Good question. Hard answer. UK is very good country and safe country for refugee. And because I think here is better from economy, they could find a new job, they could start a new life very soon. For this reason, they come here. But my view for coming here was different, but I know often of them come here because here is a safe country and they can stand and start a new life very faster than other country. For example, if they go to Germany or France, they cannot start a new life very fast. But here, thanks Lord for this country. We pray for this country every day. And God bless this country. And they come here, yes.
Thank you.